It's a long trek from Scandinavia to Queensland's Sunshine Coast, where 24-year-old Kaisa Holmboom is picking strawberries on her working holiday. The Swedish graduate, who has a Bachelor of Medical Science, believes Australia will be a far less attractive destination if the federal government introduces its proposed backpacker tax at 32.5% from the first dollar working tourists earn.
It's expensive enough as it is to come here, but if you're not going to be able to work and pay for your living and accommodation with the money you earn while you're there, it's going to be very hard for people who doesn't have a lot of money from home to come over here. So it's definitely going to mean have a negative impact on the tourism and in Australia, I reckon, and for the farmers as well, because people obviously aren't going to look for these kinds of jobs.
Kaisa Holmboom isn't alone in her opinions. Monash University surveyed 335 international working holiday makers staying in hostels in Cairns, Port Douglas and Melbourne between May and June this year. 60% indicated they wouldn't have come to Australia on a working holiday visa if the tax rate was 32.5%. Julian Ledger is the CEO of YHA, which helped facilitate the research.
The findings generally were that they were pretty alarmed. They said that they thought they would spend less time travelling in Australia or they might go somewhere else.
So according to this, 57% of those working holiday makers said they'd spend less time travelling in Australia if that tax change was to take effect.
I think the difficulty is that mostly we're talking about people picking up casual work on around about the minimum wage. So let's say something like $21, $22 an hour. And if a third of that goes in tax from the first dollar you earn, there's only about $14 left for food, transport and accommodation. And it's just not enough to make it worthwhile, especially if we're talking about getting people out into regional Australia to do fruit picking and harvest work. So we just need to remember that they don't have to come here and they don't have to work here if they do come. So they can easily vote with their feet and not participate if we make the terms of their employment sufficiently unattractive.
How concerned are you as the head of YHA about the impact this is going to have on tourism and agriculture?
We've had a fantastic partnership with the federal government with the working holiday visa. It's 41 years old this year. It's been a great Australian success story. It's a reciprocal program, so it allows young Aussies to go and work around the world. And in return, something like 200,000 people come down here. So it's been a bit of a win-win. But we've had two problems. The first is that the previous federal government whacked up the visa fee by 50% back in 2013, and that's caused a significant decline, including a lot more people going to New Zealand. So we've got a bit of a case study there of what happens when the terms are made less attractive. If no change is made, we think the program will contract very substantially. So we'd be very concerned if no change is made.
62% of the working holiday makers surveyed by Monash University said if the tax-free threshold of around $18,000 was replaced with a 32.5% backpacker tax, they'd consider going to New Zealand over Australia. 53% would contemplate Canada as an alternative destination. The whole-of-government backpacker tax review promised before the federal election is now underway, and Julian Ledger says the results can't come quickly enough.
The review needs to be done urgently because the government has said that any change will be effective from the 1st of January. And because we're talking about people who are thinking of coming here now, the uncertainty in itself is a problem.
Strawberry grower Dai West says that uncertainty is already having an impact, with fewer South Korean, Taiwanese, German and British job seekers seeking work at Suncoast Harvest in Biwa.
People from specific countries, there's been a definite kind of noticeable decline, I think. But if they bring it in, that's it for food production in this country. Not just strawberry picking, you know, every single fruit and vegetable and a whole heap of food processing as well is all done by these backpackers and foreign workers. And, you know, Aussies just don't seem to want those jobs. We didn't have an industry this big 15 years ago. It's only because of those backpackers that we can become so big and grow so many strawberries where everyone can afford to eat them. We do a good job cheaply. We couldn't do that with the labour force that we have in this country. We'd go back to growing 25,000 plants instead of growing a million plants. So you know, work those numbers out across the whole industries of fruit and vegetable, and that's a hell of a lot of food production not happening in this country. It's a stupid tax, it's way too high, and it will kill food production. And Australians will be without food. That's a simple fact.
Do you think 19% is a fairer argument?
Somewhere from 13 to 19. Yeah, definitely. They can also look at maybe superannuation contributions. I don't see why we should be paying that to foreign people, and then they can take that money out when they leave the country, whereas we have to leave it in super till we're 60, 70 years old. Maybe the government can look at, you know, taking some of that money as tax instead.
100 of the 120 jobs on the 25-hectare strawberry farm that Di West runs with her sister are filled by backpackers.
The uncertainty is certainly not helpful for us making planning decisions for next year. We have to order our plants for next year this month, and, if they're going to bring this tax in and we have no workers, I can't see why I should be paying for a million plants and I can only pick, 30,000. So we need definitive answers. We need the government to step up and just say, OK, that was a bad idea. Let's change it this way. Let's improve it. Let's listen to, what the people out there in the trenches are kind of saying to us and resolve it.